Despite uncertainty from the pandemic, the state says 12.6 million people vacationed in South Dakota last year. Visitors brought in $276 million from state and local taxes. Tourism is the state's second largest industry, and that supports about 50,000 jobs. But this year, finding enough workers is a challenge. Governor Kristi Noem talked about the tourism industry's needs at a news conference at Mount Rushmore. Noem says a state website will connect those looking for work with jobs.
Make sure we don't overwhelm our tourism businesses. Also get them the visitors that they need, but the workforce that they need. So I think that that's really what we're doing differently this year is not just working on recruiting visitors, but recruiting those people who want to work in the tourism industry and facilitate apprenticeships, training programs, so that we can fill those open positions that we have.
The industry relies heavily on foreign workers who receive temporary work visas through the federal government. Jim Hagan is the Secretary of Tourism. He says the government is slow to roll those visas out this year.
The Biden administration just announced an additional 22,000 workers were going to be made available on top of the normal allocation of 67,000. But that's just a drop in the bucket, literally. And so, from what I understand from partners, it has been moving very slow.
The traditional tourism season runs from Memorial Day to Labor Day. However, the state is working to bring more visitors into South Dakota in the spring and fall. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strubinger in Mount Rushmore.